Let's see. You're holding up Lamed Zayin. Here, the Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Yeah, Shurichet Esra Musakenis. Somebody goes to make a shchit on an animal that's a Musakenis. Means it's about to die. It's a sick animal. It's almost about to die. So if you shecht it before it dies, it's a kosher shchita. But you have to be afraid, maybe it died in the middle of the shchita. So therefore, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheteparches Biyad of Regal. It's only kosher if after the shchit, after you cut through the simonim, it still shakes and moves back and forth. It's yad v'regel. Its feet and all the feet move back and forth. That's called pirchus. So that's normal. It like jerks back and forth. So if the feet move and hands move back and forth, that's a proof that it had a lot of chiyus in it. So therefore we say it did not die before the shchita, but for sure it only died through the shchita. You don't have to have so much that you move back and forth, it's yad v'regel, but it's enough im zinko. So zinko means like it throws out a lot of blood. It's like spurts out blood. Rashi says, kedera shebeima mefechas begroinim, it starts to groan with its throat, so yadam mekaleich umezana bekeich, and the blood comes shooting out. So b'shar shchita, they saw the blood like come shooting out, that's also proof to say that the animal was alive b'shach the shchita, and the shchita is what killed it. The Amr of Shimon says, ha'sheichet b'layla, if somebody shecht at night, so you can't check at night whether there was a pirchus, whether the yad v'rega moved or not. So the Eitzer is l'moch, and the next day, Hishkimi wakes up, o'motza k'solim aleim dam, and he finds the walls. Rashi says k'solim here means the base ha'sheichta. Hashem means base shchita satzaver. He finds the meat of the neck full of blood, malayim dam. So ksheira, you have right to say for sure the animal died through the shchita and not before the shchita. Why? Because shezinka, that's the proof that for sure b'shach shchita the dam was flushing out like running out. And kemidus Reb Leza, as if to say pasuk like Reb Leza, that you don't have to have pirchus yad beregel. It's enough just that the dam came out, spurted out as zimka. That's a middle shita. Shimon Gamliel says both have to move, the yad and the regal. The Chum say no, middle shita, that the shita is only cautious. After the shita, it was pirchus. Either the yad, the front legs or the back legs. Or else that it moved its tail. If after the shchit it moved its tail, that's also proof to say the animal was healthy-like, and that, not healthy, but the animal was alive, b'shah shchita. Now, echad behem medaka, whether it's a small animal, a sheep, a lamb, v'yechad behem megas, or a big one, a cow, you have the same halachas, that if it's a mesukenis, it's only kosher if one of these things happened, achat eprachas, oy b'regel, oy b'yad, or else go nechomim, achat kashas, b'znova, moves its tail. Now, behem medaka, small animal, Sheposh to Yoda, if after Shchita it just stretched out his hand, V'loi Hechzirah did not bring it back, Psula. That means nothing. Even according to Chachamim. She'en Uvela Hoitzvois Nefesh Pavad, if that's the normal thing for Behemoth Daka to do, when like it dies, it stretches out its front leg. So therefore that's not a similar to say it was alive B'Shah Shchita. Now, yeah, right. So behemah daka, it has to stretch it out and bring it back also. It has to be machzor it. Now the Mishnah said, when are these shirim said, only shoyis of the cheskes musakenis. If bishash she made right before the shchita, it was a sick animal about to die. Avlam hoyis of the cheskes bria, but if the animal was a nice healthy animal, then afilu ein boach and call it simona malolo ksheira. Even if after the shchita doesn't move at all, nothing happens, Havad was a kosher shchita. Normal, a healthy behemah, we say it died through the shchita, not before the shchita. The Mishnah is only talking about cases where it was a mesukenis; it was dying before. Now the Mishnah says, Gemara says, mesukenis, if the animal was very sick and about to die anyway, mimai disharia. Who says it's mutatit? Rashi says afilu b'pirchus. Like maybe since it's a mesukenis, let's consider it like in the veila, like a treifa. Maybe shchit would not be matarit. How do you know to say shchit was matarit? Someone says, "Oh, mimai tezikadat in the Assyria." What's your question? Why in the world should you think it should be also? Alechur, the animal's alive, and you make a shechita, now the shechita killed it. So shechita should be mutar b'achila. The Gemara says, no, the havaminah is, because the Pasuk says, Zois ha'chai yesh ha'teichu. This is a chai, a live, an animal that you'll not eat. So we dashin chai ochol, v'shein ha'chayol lo'y tochol. Only if the animal was alive, I mean healthy, before the shechita, then you'll have to eat from it. But if it's not a chai, not a healthy animal, you can't eat from it. And for a musakenis, if you have this animal that is dying away, a sick animal, ain't a chaya, maybe it's not called a chaya. So after having me that, therefore the mercy question, how do you know this said that a musakenis is kosher through a shrita? Maybe if it's a musakenis when it was alive, it's considered, it's not called a chaya. Yeah. The Rashi is like, love chaya hi, the film of fachechas. Or menolim the shari, even if it moves after the shrita, it's not called a chaya. So how do we know to say, a shrita is matter it? Worst of ideas. The answer is midiyomer rachmona. Since the Torah says nevela loy toichal inalarina nevela, Rashi says ustam nevela musakenes hevi koydi misosa. A nevela means an animal that died without shechita. So usually before an animal dies, it's a musakenes. It's about to die beforehand. And still the Torah says a nevela when it actually died, then you can eat it. Nechlal it's mashmo that before the nevela died. Mechlal, the misukenes, sharia. Mashmal, before it died, when it was still alive, even though it was sick, you'll not eat it. Rashi says, Mechlal, the koi de misa. Kevi, misukenes, sharia, still you'll not eat it. Yeah. Samar says, these, like about if you're going to think, misukenes, asiro, that even though the animal's alive, but since it's about to die, you can't eat it from it anymore, shkita doesn't help. It was so harsh, the mechayim asiro. Madach, when this nevel is still alive. You can't eat from it, the shechita doesn't help anymore. It's aliyach, amisimi boys, as the pasuk have to say, nevela lo toichem is after it's dead, you can eat it, the chorb shita can eat it. If you're going to tell me, Mr. Kenneth, you can't eat, it's a chorb shita. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Fidilma maybe, hainu nevela, hainu Mr. Kenneth. Maybe when the pasuk says, nevela lo toichem, it doesn't only mean after it's dead. But maybe even it's alive. Maybe Mr. Kenneth has called the nevela already. The Torah means to say, as soon as it's about to die, already it has a din nevela. That even if you make a shechita, it won't help you. So Rashi says, "Dum liyolam hainu nevela hainu sakenes kolema liyolam kidikama the nevela hainu behema shen nesakna v'nesa koy demisa." Maybe the Torah calls a nevela, it means a dying animal, even when it's alive. So if so, if you have no proof, man, that's what the pasuk means. Nevela le'toichol means a meskenes you can eat. The Gemara says, "Loi sakadayta." Don't think like that. Just think, because the pasuk says, "V'chiyomus min abehema shilachem liyochla." Is hanogeya b'nevelosoi? And then you become tamei. Because clearly, after the animal dies, then it first has tumas nevela. Says mashma liyacha misu dekayi rachmona nevela. Only after the animal is really dead, then the Torah calls it a nevela. Then it has its tumas nevela, and who within that should have the lav of nevela leteichel. But mechayim, I tell you, leyikri nevela. Maybe calls them on the animals alive. It's not called in a nevela. So that's the right that Mr. Kenneth says muta bachila. Samar says no. V'duma meibli yolam emelach. Really, I tell you, hainu nevela, hainu Mr. Kenneth. That as soon as the animal comes to Mr. Kenneth, it's about to die, even when it's alive still. Maybe it's called in a nevela. It's also teat. So it's like this. Mechayim v'yesei. When the animal is still alive, there's an ister esei not teat from it. But even to make a shechita now, there's an isser essay, not to make a shechita from it. But the yacha misa, once the animal really dies, then belav, then it's over lav. But again, you have no proof of this, so maybe still, that when it's musakenis, there's an isser essay, so maybe it's like also teet it. How do we know like it's mutatit? Yeah. Smor says, Ela rav like this, midiyama rachmona. Since the Torah says treifa loy toichal, that a treifa nalarit, a treifa Rashi says means nikav krum shamayach. If there's a hole through the membrane of the brains, or nechta choragleh mechaserasi, or else it says the foot was chopped off. 18 learn the next parak about this. Yudches treifas thereof. Suppose there's a treifa, an animal that's a treifa you can't eat. So tzurayi mechlad the musakenes sharia. Mashma though, that even though it's sick and about to die, so what? As long as it's not a treif, as long as nothing is missing in the body, it's only sick, you will eat from it. It's only a treif that's missing something, it has a hole there, you can't eat from it. Samara says, why? Because these sagas are different to tell me to think that Mr. Kenneth Asira, when an animal is about to die, it's also to make a shchita ready. It's a hashta, Mr. Kenneth. Madach, an animal that's just sick. The loy mechasra, it's not missing anything. All its organs are shalom, a whole complete. It's not a treifa. Still, Asira, the Torah says he can't make a shchita anymore. A shchita won't be matter it. It's so treifa that's missing something, or else it has a hole there already. Is me boy? Isn't it for sure like a treifa should be worse than a Mr. Kenneth? So what do I need a special pasuk for a treifa leteichol? If you tell me Mr. Kenneth can eat, Shriti can eat a treifa. Smur says no again, Viduma maybe, Hainu treifa, Hainu Mr. Kenneth. Enechanami, maybe Mr. Kenneth has the same halacha like a treifa. Kedaka can eat a Mr. Kenneth and he can eat a treifa. If so, what does the pasuk have to say, treifa leteichol again? For Labar Olav, the yes, they will also say. Just Amas Mr. Kenneth is only Nisarasei. But now that it's a treifa, there'll be a lav also. So maybe again, maybe there's both things. It's also tida musakenis, and it's also tida treifa. If you have no proof to say musakenis is muta, Samar says in Cain, if so, that would be true. That even the musakenis is also osatit. If so, on the veil of the kosher rachmana lomali, what do I have to have the pasuk to say on the veil lo teichol? What do I need the pasuk for by nevela? Rashi says in Cain nevela diuk meliyel dimishum labrol of belav nam yitzvach. Before we said the reason why we need a nevela is because mechayim it's only nisarasei. The lab of nevela teichol, that's by if that's liyachar or misa. Yes, so the question is, what do we need this lab for? Lomeli, or ma mechayim, koyel lo belav, madach when the animal's alive. Rashi's hashtim mechayim, kashim mesakenis, kayir rachmon a treifa, the Torah calls it a treifa, and there's a lab and an essay on it. Like if you want to tell me now when the animal is still alive, and it's about to die, it's called a treifa, so there's both a lav and a nesa, not hit it. If so, a nevela pshita. Like a man may chayim when the animal is still alive. Koyele belav yesei, so leyacha misimi boy. After the animal is dead, it's a nevela. For sure you have also the lav and the yesei. So what do I need a pasuk for of nevela leteichal? Samara says no. The Duma may be Hainu nevela, Hainu treifa, Hainu musakenis, Hainu chanami. All three are come out the same thing. They're all three the same Yisurim. When the animal's alive and it's a musakenis and it's a treifa, it has a shame nevela, treifa, musakenis. For lava olav, bishne lavim v'yesei, Hainu chanami. Now, communities, there are two lavs. There's a lava of a treifa, there's a lava of a nevela, there's nisra seos, also musakenis. Maybe talk all three of them, even apply mechayim. Rashi says, "Fiduma haynu nevela haynu treif haynu muskenis kolema." Afilo b'nevela shemesa liyachash nitrifa. Maybe the nevela died after it had a treif on it. V'nisakenis, and it was a misakenis first. Still, you could say the pasuk talking like that. Afilo wasi itzvach lemekem alo liyachah misa b'shnei lavin. Lavin nevela lav the treif of yesterday dechay yechol. So, cases like this true. Close them on the animals alive. At most, will have a lav of a treifa, and a nisarasei of a chaya, you don't need a chaya, and not a misakenis. So what's the chiddush of a nevela? The chiddush of a nevela is that once the animal is really dead, there's another lav upon it. There's a lav of a nevela. So again, when it's dead already, it could be there are two lav and one essay. But again, it could be even the animal's alive, and it's a misakenis. It's dying away, but calls them on it's alive. Could be also there's an isarasei, not eat from it. You got me at the first question. How do we know the same sakenis is muta b'achila? So Moshe says, "Enechnami elam miyach." Learn from this pasuk. A pasuk in Vayikra that says, "V'chelav nevela, v'chelav treifa, yeyosel lechol malachom, v'yochol loystachlu." It says the fat, v'chelav, the treifadika fat of a nevela, of an animal is a nevela. The same thing, v'chelav, the treifadika fats of a treifa. It says the chiddush here, yos lechom locha means it's mutzah b'hano. You can do whatever you want with it. But v'yochol lo yisachlu. But about the eating, you're not allowed to eat from it. Now, v'yomama, we learned Rashi in the Gemara in Zvachim about this, that l'may hilchus amura Torah. What's the chiddush of the pasuk here? Rashi kolema, hay v'yochol lo yisachlu lo yitz lo tzorech. What does the pasuk say? Don't eat it. Pshita. Tzaksiv, another pasuk says already, Kol chelev v'chol dam l'toichlum. There's another law already. You can't eat a chelev. We know that. You can't eat chelev of an animal. A chelev of a behemoth is trife. You can't eat it. So what do I need a pasuk here to tell me the chelev you can't eat? The Rashi says, U'mishum denis nabla nitrofor. I would think there's no way to chelev. Like, what do I need a pasuk for? Pshita. Yes, so Marin says, L'ma hirasah, Omra teratah, that is, that yovi is a nevela, v'yichol is a chelev. That's the Kiddush. And Yovi is a treifa, v'yichol is a chelev. That even though when the animal's alive, there's an is a chelev already, not to eat that fat, even if you make a kosher shechita then, you can't eat the fats. So now when the animal dies, or becomes a treifa, the lav of treifa is chal on that chelev, and we say like is chalalissa. Even though usually the klal is ain is a chalalissa, over here we'll say yes, the is chalalissa, that's the Kiddush over here. Yeah. The rest of it, the loy timer don't say the klal should be a nisa chalalissa. Rather over here we say yes, the nisa is chalalissa. What's the slur? Yeah. That's the posik. Now, the yisagadaitach more specifically tell me a thing. The yisagadaitach, that treifa, hainu misukenis, that a treifa is a misukenis, means even though the animal's alive, still you can't eat it. It's also, if so, lichter rechmanatatara say, chelav nevela, yes, lechol melacha. For chelav treifa, loy tochlu. Let the potter say like this. The chelav of a nevela, it's muta b'ano. And the chelav of a treifa, you can't eat. And v'ano, I mean, I would know. Oma mechayim. Madr, you tell him now treifa means when the animal is still alive. Oma mechayim. Also, yes, a treifa, chalal is a chelav. Even though the animal is a masakenis, but still alive. The yes, a treifa, is chal upon the chelav. If so, liyachamisimi boy, avada, once the animal is dead, mamish, avada, the yisat nevela would also be chal. So, what's the politic have to say it this way for? Let it just say it, a chelev nevela, and then a chelev trefla techlu. Elo, the diak is, me, the cause of rachmona. Nevela, since the politic has to also say the word nevela, mechlal the trefla, lav hainu musakenis. It's mashma that a trefla is not a musakenis. A treifa is also only after it dies. But a misakenis, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with misakenis, so you're allowed to eat it. The Rashi says, this is what treifa, hainu misakenis, te lichter rachmon a chelev nevela yos lechom locho, la shmin and delay metame chelev mishim nevela. It has no tumas nevela. The lishtot mi azoros, and doesn't have the yisra achilo. Over chelav treifa misakenes lechudu lichta v'toichlo lashminam techal yis misakenes ha yis chelav v'no yadanu v'zada kosher nechi meisa osanam yis nevela b'chalalei. So what do I need the second pasuk for? Elamai must mean that when it's a misakenes, when the animal's alive, there's no issa, you'll not eat it then. And if not, if it's a treifa, it's a treifa. But when it's not a treifa, just on being a misakenes, there's nothing wrong with a misakenes. When it's a misakenes, you still not eat. Yeah. Smur says no. Maskiv lo ma baravashi fidilma may bilier the main lachuli. I'll tell you. Hainu treifa, hainu musakenis. Maybe a treifa is the same thing as a musakenis. But in the chanami, when an animal is dying away, it has loch like a treifa. It's also teat. A shechita doesn't help anymore. Ayu the karma, that is just got finished saying that if so, nevela the cost of rachmona lomali. What is the post got to say by chaylev? Why do you have to say also nevela loy toichlu? Why is the pasuk have to say v'chelav nevela, v'chelav treifa together lo tochlu? What do you have to have chelav nevela for? Yeah. So because of lomali, I tell you lahach nevela t'layas yomikoych misakenis. Then the case where nevela comes about where it was not a misakenis. The Kiddush is in the case where the animal was not sick before it died. And it just died. That's the Kiddush. It was not a Misakenis before. It just became a Nevela now. Maybe the Isra Nevela would not be Chal. Ve'echidom, where is there a case like this? Shoso Gistero. That's where the guy took a knife and just chopped it in two pieces. That he did not make a Shechita. And it was not sick before. And he just made it a Gistero. So in such a case, I need a Kiddush to say that the lab of Nevela is Chal on the Yisra Chalev. So maybe the pasuk is like this. Rashi says, We're going to show Gistero. Vu Adayim Fachesses. The other Parakama saw Gistero Nevela. The Zuloi, it would not, it's not a Mesakenes before it became a Nevela. Vizach Lashmina, the Techel is Nevela, is the Chelos. Maybe that's the Chiddush over here. You cut into two pieces. So Mora says, no, Hossam Nami, there also. Yev should lay heavy Mesakenes, Purto, Mekame, Delifsuk, Leruba. Even before you cut it Mamish halfway down, his zikr was a Mesakenes already. Zikr had a thought to die like. Says so, if you tell me now Mesakenes is awesome, so Pshita the Yisr Nevela would also be Chal. Yeah. So Kitzur, this is the proof to say that since you need a Pasuk of a Nevela, it's a rite that calls them on the animals alive, there's no Issa. No matter how sick, and no matter how much it's about to die, but as long as you make a Shchita before it dies, the animal's Mutabachila. The only time it's awesome is either it became a real treifa, or else where it became a nevela died. If you need a pasuk in both cases, a chelav of a nevela and a chelav of a treifa, it's like teichlo. For Yiboyisem, another teretz is like this. Yiboyisem came from soul, lame, let the pasuk say, chelav nevela u treifa. Let the pasuk say, the chelav of a nevela and a treifa. Chelav lomeli. Why does the pasuk say twice, chelav? Just should have said once, Chelav Nevela Treifa L'Teichlu. What's a double lashon of Chelav Nevela and Chelav Treifa? Yet Lomeli, Zuri Shein Chelba Cholik Mepsara. Mashmon of these two cases is that the Chelav is not different than the Psara. I mean to say, just like it's also Tita the Chelav, it's also Tita Basa. Where the animal was a Treifa, or the animal's a Nevela, then it's also Tita from it. But you should know the Yeshto Chacheres is another type of an animal that's sick. Shechel boy cholak mepsara. Yes, that even though it's also tit chelav, the meat could be still mutatit. V'yezuzu, what type of an animal is that? That's musakenis. Well, musakenis, even though it's about to die, normally got a heart attack already, but as long as it's still alive and you make a shchit before it dies, the shchit is matter the basa bachila. So that's another type of an animal that even though its chelav is kamat like it. The animal's about to die, still a shchita helps, and therefore only the chelav is also, but not the basa. The basa is mutabachila. So where do we say that the meats are also? Only by a treifa and a nevela. But if it's not a treifa, not a nevela, just a musakenis, then it's mutabachila, if you make a kashrita. This may often miss the Emer. Oh, Hashem Elokim. Hinen, she, Lashem, not she, my, not matu, Rabbi Adata. I never ate an animal that's a nevela or treifa. Play Boba P, boss of pigle. He never ate boss of kochim that was pigle. In a nafshiloi metumas. What does he mean to say like this? That he's saying upon himself, in a nafshiloi metumma, my nefesh, my son never came to me. What does that mean to say? Shloi hirati by yoim, lovu de kuma balayla. He never like thought about Isha, about a lady by daytime, that made him become a balkari, so about Zera by, at night time. He never had tumas of a balkari. Yeah? This is what Yecheskel is saying here. Rashi says, in Ashba says, Yecheskel komu l'kodesh baruch l'fi shoyim lo kach l'cho achitim asarim v'yuga asarim. He said like this. Yeah. As the tumma carry, yeah. Now, nevelu treifu lo yechalti with minur, what does that mean to say? Shlo yechalti bosa kois miyolim. He never ate from meat kois. Rashi says, shochut shlo Thomas. That you never had to tell the shochut like fifth, make a shchita fifth before it dies. In other words, he never ate from an animal that was a musakenis. Like if the Arab tells the sheikh that fair shechta before it dies, he never ate from that meat. That's called shleichalti bosa kois melem. For loy bo bepi bosa pigle, was that mean to say? Shleichalti mebehema shara b'chochem. His pigle doesn't really mean pigle, because pshita, I mean pigle is also eat. Yechai of chorus if you eat it. What I meant to say was, any animal that had a shayla, that had a yesk chochem, even though it saw the chochem was matzah and said yes, got kosher, he did not eat from it. That's why Yecheskel was machmer upon himself. Any type of an animal, everything was a shayla about it, so he was machmer not to eat from it. Yet Mishum Rebbe Nosson Omru, Shleichalti Mebehema, Shleihumu Matnoser, never eat from an animal before they took off the matnos kuna, before they took off the lechayim and the keva. Yeah. Now, Iyarmut Bishleima, Shari, if you tell me that for a regular person, really, the halacha is, you're allowed to eat a behemoth that's a masakenis, even though the behemoth is dying away, but if you shecht it before it dies, it's kosher to eat it. It is so high in Ravu Sidi Yecheskel. That's what Yecheskel is saying, a chiddush upon himself, he did not eat from it. But early, I'm lifting to tell me, though I see with Sosim, it derives to eat from a behemoth, that's a masakenis. It is so my Ravu Sidi Yecheskel. What was so great about Yecheskel? Shiti did not eat from it. Yes, that's another proof to say that Avada Masakenis is Mutta Bachila. Now the Gemara says, Heichi Dama Masakenis. What's called the animal is really called the Masakenis. Some of you, Dama Rav, Kol Shema Midin Oiso Vienu Amedis. If you pick up the animal and it can't stand, it falls down. That's called an animal that's about to die. That's called the Masakenis. They can't stand by itself. As Rashi said. Yeah. Rav Chanina Bashalmiu Mishmei the Rav Amar Afilo Oicheles Bekias. Even if it can still eat Bekias, Rashi says Sheish Lekoyach Bishinov. It has some strength in its teeth yet. The Chiva and Deinu Medes. Since it can't stand though, it's called Musakenesi. Even though it can still eat some food, but as long as it can't stand, that's called Musakenes. Rami Bayecheskel Amar Afilo Oicheles. Kuris Pesura. Even if he eats Kuris Pesura, also the same thing. Rashi. The only commentary that even though he could eat this type of food, still is called a Pesakenis. Yeah. And. Yeah, now Pesuria, I feel like a Kuris. Stand that Math Neochin Sway. The Math Neochin, but these are learned this way. That Echid is dying away. They pick it up, but it falls right down. It can't stand up by itself. Even if it could eat this pekiyas, still, even though the teeth could still move, that's still called the masakenis. And mekiyas are also a type of hard wood. And even if it could just on regular beans, also the same thing. That these things are called, it's still called the masakenis. Just think more before about Shlohati Beyond, that Yecheskel said, he is not Mahara B'yoin, Sechur, the Pesukim are saying something tremendous in Yechidish, how much of a tzaddik it was. So there's the answer question, who would trust of any person? For like kol adam nami yosa, the Gesel de Gemara and Avoy de Zora. To the Shemat and Mekol Dov Rosh, lo yihar B'yoin. So his answer is even so, still it's called the Ravusa. Because Gemara and Bo Basra says, that Shloisha Dvor may not dem nitzu meyam b'choyoyim, there are three things a person is not safe from. Here Ravera, Vlosh and Ravi, and Tfilah. Sef was called a tremendous chiddush, like he had no hero aveira. Now the Gemara says, as kichinu Shmuel le tamidi de Rav, Shmuel fell at tamidim of Rav, omalu ma yom Rav musakenis. What did Rav say the loch is about a musakenis? Omrulet, he said back, hoch yom Rav, this is what Rav said, hoch yom Rav, goya vehetila reya. Is that goya? And the animals say before the shechita, before you made a shechita, it started to scream, or else v'atilu reye, it let out some excrement, or else v'kishko v'yozno, it moved its ears, ha'rezo pirchas, meaning to say, even like in the Mishnah we had before, the machomedic shechita, that a shechita on the maschenes is only kosher, if after the shechita makes the pirchas, but the animal did one of these things before the shechita, it's all succeeded, but the animal for sure was alive, v'shah shechita, and it'll be a kosher shechita. And one of these three things is also good. Either it screamed before, or it's a tilureya, or else it moved its ears. Amalus, he said back to him, Esruchale li abo li azuze uni. So Shmuel said back to this Talmud, is it really true that Esruchale li abo, ab here means Rav? Is it true that Rav needed such a big sign of life, li azuze uni, that the animal has to be able to move its ear, whether it did it right before Shchita, right after Shchita? But is it true that Rav says it has to do such a big action? In other words, that's a real chiyus. That's it takes a lot of strength to do that. But rather Shmuel holds Shani Yema, because I hold, I say, that Kol Shein Noi Dvorim, Shamisa Isa, any movement the animal makes, like right after Shita, that we say is not caused by the death itself, that's also a raya, that it was strong enough that the Shita killed it, not that it died by itself. Now, my Niyo Dvorim Shamisa Isa, what are things that the death itself causes the animal to move? And if these things happen, it would not be a proof by a Musakenis that it was really alive, it was really strong enough to take the Shechita. Rather, movements that happen by the Misra itself sounds like this. That Omer Rav Onan said that the Didim Yeforshali Minei Mashmul, I was explained by Mashmul like this, that Hoysa Yod the Kafufa, let's say its hind legs were bent over, and now right after Shechita Poshtosa, it straightened it out. That's Dovah Shem Misoisa. That's what Misa causes it. That would not be a proof that the animal had strength to it to say that the Shechita killed it, but rather we have to be afraid it died by itself even before or during the Shechita. That's just an action that the Misa itself causes. But what's going to be the opposite? Well, let's say Pshuta. Let's say first the legs of the animal were stretched out. The Kofafor. And now after Shechita bends them in, that's Dvorim Shein Misoisa. That's things that are not caused by Misa itself, and rather that's a sign that the animal was strong enough right before the Shechita to receive the Shechita. And that's a kashra Shechita, that we say the Shechita killed it, and not that it died by itself before or during the Shechita. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.